Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Did you know you can eat about a quarter of a watermelon in the span of a couple of minutes? Ooh, I just downed it. Do you put salt on your watermelon? I never did until a couple years ago when a friend recommended it. I thought my friend was crazy. It's actually really good. I do love sweet and salty. It's one of my favorite combos. In fact, when I make my cookies, I add a little more salt to them because it enhances the sweet of, say, the caramel or the chocolate chips or whatever other, just the chocolate, the cocoa powder. The salt really does bring out the sweet flavor. So I've started adding salt to my watermelon and it is delicious. And watermelon's good for you. First of all, it's a lot of water, but it's also good fiber and delicious with the salt. And so I bought some. I need to eat fewer pieces of chocolate. So I'm trying to come up with other ways to meet my sweet cravings. One good way that I do it is when I make fruit smoothies, but I don't make those every night, mostly because I don't like to wash the blender every night. But I will have a fruit smoothie on Friday. That's one of my Friday treats. And I bought some extra fruit. So I was thinking, what am I going to take to work? Because I'm stopping at the grocery store on my way home from work in a couple hours. What am I going to take to work for my snacks? I'm out of goldfish. I don't have any berries. So no blueberries or blackberries left. They're all gone. Well, watermelon it is. So I filled up a pretty sizable Tupperware with watermelon, about a quarter of my watermelon, and just housed it. Delicious. I hope that you have some snacks nearby and I'm not teasing you mercilessly. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If it's your Friday, woo! If you're not quite to your Friday, I'd say my Friday starts in a couple hours. Well, then we will get there. And for those of you who did not have to work a full week, I don't even feel like you should be getting to the weekend yet, but that's just how the days line up. I am okay with working holidays for now. Got a few holidays coming up that I will work, like July 4th. I always enjoy the sports that take place on holidays, and that does include Memorial Day weekend. And if I had not worked on Monday, then I would have not had the chance to talk about Game 7 between Boston and Miami. So yeah, good time of the year to work holidays and then bank those days off for later in the year. We've had fun this week too. People who have been on vacation and missed the show, well, I mean, I'm sad for you. Kind of like those people who never saw Michael Jordan play live. So sad for you. Yeah, Jay raises his hand. At least he has YouTube. Not the same. Absolutely not the same.
I saw him as a wizard for like a second. That was fun.
I mean, at least you saw him.
He was out there.
At least you saw him.
I guess.
We've had fun this week. From the whale video to the best sports months on the calendar to our question 24 hours ago that blew up our phones as well as our social media, which was about which fan bases, which franchises desperately need a championship. Kind of like the Nuggets, 47 plus years are just now in the finals. But both the Knights and the Panthers, one of them will win their first ever Stanley Cup. So we've had fun. Tonight, because of Roger Federer partnering with Waze, if you haven't heard it, it's fantastic. We'll play it again in the second half of the show. We want to know which athlete or entertainer or celebrity would you like to give you instructions while you're driving? Would it make you less stressed if it's a voice that either conjures up good memories or makes you smile or makes you laugh. Some of the accents out there, fantastic. So one of my first thoughts was Harry Kane, because I would love to hear a British accent, and I think he's tremendous in more ways than one. So Harry Kane was kind of my first thought, but I've come up with my second, and I think far more entertaining voice that I would need for my Waze app. And this is brilliant, by the way. If Waze can start to sign up all kinds of celebrities, do you remember, Producer Jay, that service? And I think it popped up and got really popular during COVID. I don't know if it's still popular, where celebrities and athletes would record birthday or anniversary messages. What was the name of that service?
Cameo.
Cameo, okay. Yeah. Is it still in operation?
It is. I'm not sure if it's as popular as you're saying.
I don't think so. I think it was a flash in the pan.
Yeah, but it is still, I still do see celebrities and stuff with it in their bio, like record something and request me on Cameo. So yeah, it still exists.
Interesting, okay. So this could be something like that. Although Waze would have to then turn around and pay all of these celebrities. There's no way Roger Federer is doing this out of the goodness of his heart. He's a businessman, and he needs to make some money now that he is retired from tennis. Poor guy. He's got a bunch of kids to support. So I'm assuming that Waze is forking over a bunch of money to get Roger Federer to do this. And think about it. He's got to record in three languages, a ton of different phrases and instructions. I mean, he has to. I'm not even sure how it's possible to do this, because isn't Waze specific to the city and the streets that you're on? How could he possibly voice all of the instructions for every Waze driver?
See, I don't use Waze. I've seen it, but yeah, you would think he'd have to read every single street name, every single turn.
But maybe you and I are thinking about Google Maps, and Waze is different.
Maybe. Again, yeah, I don't use that app, so I'm not sure what the difference between that and like an Apple Maps or Google Maps would be. But yeah, you'd think it'd be specific to the area. You can't just be Roger Federer's voice and then all of a sudden a different voice to name the street names. I mean, I guess it could, but that kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, interesting. If anybody has Waze, you can tell us how it works. I know people have Waze. I just happen to use Google Maps, but I do know a bunch of people who are Waze disciples. So if you want to provide some insight, it does seem impossible that Roger Federer would be able to voice every single instruction for every single driver on every single country in the world.
In all the languages, too, because if you think that he's going to do, you know, say a town in England, just for example, he's going to have to do that same town in England in a different language, right? You would imagine. So that's going to, that will take months to record all that.
We hadn't thought this through. Anyway, he's the one that said that he's partnering with Waze, and I'm interested to see how it pans out, because I think this is a brilliant marketing idea. And if you can get more subscribers to Waze because of the voices that you have signed up, I mean, you're going to make money hand over fist. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for hanging out with us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and on our Facebook page. We are asking you, who would you want to give you directions from the sports world or the world of celebrities and entertainment? I said Harry Kane, but my honest-to-goodness answer over all of the other voices that I can think of, Yoda. And he would have to do it in Yoda speak. Do or do not. There is no try. But it'd have to be that gravelly voice. Maybe that's how he would indicate to me that I had taken a wrong turn. But if he could use some of his phrases about the Force, oh, it would be so good. Or just some of his instructions, his life wisdom, if you will, that he would instruct to his young Jedi. I could go with I would be happy to sign up for Waze if I could get a Yoda voice. I have no doubt. Could you imagine every single time I heard him, I would laugh. It would really cut down on my stress in the car.
It would be a good thing for, if you're dealing in traffic or something, you get stuck in and you just have Yoda talking to you as your companion for the drive, it would be a lot more pleasant.
Right. And along those lines, now this isn't his only role, clearly, but Jay says James Earl Jones. And the first thing I think of is Darth Vader, of course. But James Earl Jones has many iconic movie roles and a voice that you can pick out anywhere. It's Yeah, it's a legendary voice. It's so recognizable. So I agree with that one, Jay. Thank you so much. So who could you say, I'd like to have this person along with me for the ride, and if you were giving me instructions, I would sign up for Waze. let's see. Jeremy goes with Waze voice Obi-Wan Kenobi. I mean, we're all about the Star Wars here on the show, so that one appeals to me. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. Again, on Twitter or Facebook. Roger Federer teaming up with Waze. Who would you like to guide you as you drive through the streets of whatever crazy place you're navigating? Is this someone who has instructions about Waze? All right, let's talk to Phil, who's in Detroit. What can you tell us about Waze, Phil?
Hey, it's Phil in Detroit. How you doing, Amy? It's great to hear you.
Thank you.
Just two quick points. One about the franchise that never won. We are crazy about our football here in Detroit, and it's hands down the Detroit Lions. We've been through so much misery that we are so overdue for just a playoff win at this point, but it's brutal up here. But we got a lot of good things coming, and
yes. We've
got a lot of hope for the future.
Agreed.
And in terms of Waze, I know you don't get political, but I would love to hear Donald Trump. I personally... not a big fan of his, but I think it would be hysterical.
Okay, do you know how it works? Do you have Waze?
My sister swears by it. I think what they do is they record the celebrity in terms of their act, like their how they use their voice, and they just apply that to other words, and it's kind of like almost AI.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Like, they obviously can't say every sentence,
right,
or every
right.
road in the country or the mm-hmm. world. But they kind of apply that voice and use computers to kind of manipulate it to create those other words that they haven't actually said.
I might have to check it out just for that reason. I don't know if they have others besides Roger Federer, but he is, he's one of my favorite athletes of the current generation, so that'd be fun.
Definitely. Another one, I don't know which platform this celebrity recorded for, but one was Snoop Dogg, and it was the best.
That would be
hysterical.
Funny if he's allowed to have a personality and record it in his own style.
Yeah, it would say things like "turn left for gin and juice," and it was so great.
Okay, I like it. All right, Phil, thanks so much for the info. I appreciate the phone call.
All right, love your show. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's talk to Paul, who's in Charlotte. Paul, welcome to After Hours. What do you think about Waze?
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
The first, coming from NASCAR country, the first name that came to mind was Richard Petty. Wouldn't that be cool?
In his accent, yes.
Left here. That would be awesome. And we had a couple great weeks of racing here. The All-Star race at Wilkesboro the race was kind of dull, but the atmosphere was incredible. I hope they keep coming back there again.
Mm-hmm.
And the 600 was kind of rainy.
Kind
very, very
of rainy.
Cold,
they had dryers out on the track, and it was pouring on Sunday.
And it was freezing cold, unbelievably cold for this time of year in the South. And I think I finally thawed out and warmed up a little bit. But once they actually got to racing, the 600 was incredible. And I think this car that they have is really well-suited to the mile-and-a-half tracks, because the racing was really competitive and exciting for the whole 600 miles, which a lot of times it isn't. So it was a really, really good couple weeks of racing down here.
Yes, resulted in a suspension and all kinds of controversy. But I do agree.
Well,
it was the heart of racing, along with Indy, for a couple of weeks.
Well, I was at the track, so I didn't see I was out and about, so I didn't really see Indy all that much. But I've got them all recorded. I've got to sit down and catch up and watch everything. But I was sitting in the Ford grandstand entering turn one, so I had a good look at the whole Chase Elliott thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a Chase Elliott fan. I'm not a Denny fan, but in full honesty, Chase turned left, and he hooked Denny.
He did.
And that was a really dangerous move, and I say that from my heart, because I've seen a couple drivers get really, really hurt at Charlotte, and one got killed from that exact same kind of move.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be taking out grudges, or you can't be getting taking out your anger like that on a mile-and-a-half track. The speeds are too fast, and that was really just a bad move on Chase's part.
Or any track, so, really. But yes.
Yep. I mean, you can't do that. You just can't do that.
Agreed. And NASCAR made a statement out of him, made an example out of him, although he's not the first to be suspended for a move like that, but made an example and made a statement with him.
Well, many, many years ago, I was at an ARCA race here in Charlotte, and a young driver, up-and-coming driver by the name of Blaze Alexander, was involved in an ARCA wreck with Carrie Earnhardt. and he was fatally injured right in front of where I was sitting. And the wreck happened almost in the exact same spot in the exact same way. So, you know, it's wrong to do that. It's just wrong to do that. And I'm glad that NASCAR came down on Chase being a Chase fan. Hurts for me to say that, but I've got to be honest. So,
well, he needs to be held accountable. I mean, you've got a weapon, essentially, that you're driving there, especially at those speeds. So got to be careful. I appreciate that, Paul. Thank you so much for your phone call.
Okay, thank you as always. Love your show.
Mm-hmm. Alan is in Chicago. Alan, what do you think about who you'd like to voice the Waze app or just give you directions?
It's got to be Morgan Freeman.
Yes, that gravelly voice, that deep voice. And yet he always has such a perfect pace, right? He's never in a hurry. When he speaks, you listen.
Oh, it polarizes you.
I like that one. That's a great one. I've seen some Samuel L. Jackson too. Now they're two completely different guys, but like same generation, same iconic type of actors where regardless of what role they're in, you almost forget that they're famous actors. And so I've seen a few and I can hear both of their voices in my head. It's fantastic.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Here on After Hours, we like you as much as you like us.
Hey, what's going on? I love the show. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, enjoying your show, Amy. I'm normally not up to hear you, but you got a hell of a show.
Thank you.
Hi, Amy. I remember talking with you when you very first started on CBS. You're such a superstar.
Amy, thank you for taking my call. First time calling. Listen to your show every morning as I travel into Boston.
First time caller to any sports show ever. So you are kind of taking my sports show virginity right now.
Okay, but well, that's not creepy at all.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We have no idea what just happened. I am hoping you can hear us. Please tell me that you can hear us. You can find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our Facebook page. We're not sure if you heard what we heard, but I'm talking along about voices that we would like to give us directions on a Waze app, and all of a sudden there's a awful buzzing. No idea if you could still hear me or you couldn't hear me. Jay fired some play-by-play from the Nuggets. Don't know if you could hear that, but all I heard in my ear and all he heard in his studio behind the double-pane glass was a really scratchy kind of buzzing sound. And so we think we're okay now, but we have no idea why that happened. I unplugged my mic and plugged it back in. That's all I know. But everything else, as soon as I turn my mic button on and off, the buzzing would start and then stop and then start and then stop. So we apologize for the technical difficulties. I think we're back. We're back, baby. We're back. That's all I know.
I think we're good. Yeah. Some sort of wiring issue on that. I don't know. Looks like we're back.
I didn't even touch it. All of a sudden, it just was buzzing, buzzing away. Great. Well, that's one noise you don't want on your Waze app. And I actually don't know if our caller is still there because with everything that went haywire, I had gone to him and then I didn't actually talk to you. Matt, are you still listening there in Boston?
I sure am, Amy. I wouldn't miss it.
What did you hear? Did you hear a buzzing?
So there was some buzzing, there was some snippets of the game, there was you going, are we still here?
Oh.
There was, well, listen, because it gets funnier, because there was also a snippet of you going, la, la, la.
Yep, I was trying to figure out if we were still on the air. Okay, well, at least you heard it. Good news.
Yes, listen to you all the time on my drive to work. Love your show.
Thank you.
So with Waze, it's pretty much, it gives you the quickest route, and it doesn't because it also does more back roads than anything else. But it's also weird because it's kind of like a social thing where if you have Waze and we're on the same road and we're using it, I can tell that you're five cars ahead of me.
No way. Come on. Yeah.
No. It's that. And then you can also report if you drive by and you see a cop on the side of the road with a speed trap, you can report that,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll pop up on the screen.
Interesting.
So it's kind of the whole knowing that you have Waves and you're 5 cars ahead of me, that's kind of creepy.
That is kind of creepy. Okay, so a little bit of a lesson on Waze, but who would you like then to direct you?
I think it would be totally hilarious if Gordon Ramsay was the voice. Could you just imagine that? You're driving by.
No.
Oh, bloody it.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. Well, so can your potential customers. Right here on your Odyssey station. You might be used to skipping social ads, but you are still listening to me right now. And so are your clients. To learn how to drive more business and how Odyssey can help get your message to your customers, visit stateofaudio.com. That's stateofaudio.com.
You missed your effing turn. Turn the car around. Make a U-turn here.
That would be amazing. I would love that. He would be fun. Anybody who would yell at you. But the problem is, especially in New York City traffic, and if you drive in Boston, well, then you understand that kind of traffic that can just cause your blood pressure to rise.
Yes.
So I need someone who's calmer, who isn't going to react to the traffic or my mistakes, because I'll get flustered then if someone's yelling at me. So
Yes, that's true.
But still, I do like the idea.
Mr. Rogers.
Right. Mr. Rogers, who's so calm that I it would make me annoyed because I'd want him to be a little more passionate about the fact that we're getting lost.
Right. I would probably fall asleep.
We don't need that. Definitely don't need that in Boston traffic. All right, Matt. Well, thank you so much for listening. We're glad to keep you company.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Matt gives us the full rundown on what he heard. He heard the buzzing, then he heard part of a clip, then he heard me going, la, 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 la.
I guess we're back.
Yes, all that to say, here we are, back and better than ever. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio, and you can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. So I'm getting some really cool responses to our Waze question. Also, Stan says he heard the buzzing for a while, then a quick snippet of the game, then a commercial came on. So apparently we didn't swear. Oh, I didn't swear anyway, but Jay may or may not have said a swear word, but it didn't go over the air, correct?
As far as I know.
As far as, well, no one, at this point, no one has said it. So, all right, let's use a few of these responses. First from Twitter, A-Law Radio. He said, also, he says waxed voices. I think he means Waze voices. Wazed voices say turn right, hazardous ahead. They don't say each street. Again, I think he's a victim of autocorrect. He mean hazard is ahead. They don't say each street. He goes with Morgan Freeman. So this is Leroy. Also says, try mustard on watermelon. Ew, would you?
What?
Would you?
Absolutely. No.
No.
Would never even cross my... That's...
Although one time during the pandemic in 2020, some listeners convinced me to try peanut butter on my cheeseburger.
I mean, I would try that. No. I haven't, but...
Well, the problem is you don't get the brilliance of the individual flavors. So I love burgers. I love peanut butter. Together, they kind of mute the flavors of the other as opposed to enhancing it. So it's just saying that salt enhances the sweet of my cookies. Yeah, the peanut butter and the burger, they kind of cancel each other out. And so it's
too much.
It just wasn't right.
That doesn't sound nearly as bad as watermelon and mustard, though.
Watermelon and mustard?
I mean, I know they're both probably there at the barbecue, but you don't have to combine them.
He actually is a manager at a brew pub, so maybe he's on to something. Maybe we should listen to him.
I don't know. I'm not doing that one.
All right, let's see. Dale says he figured his radio was tripping. Good to know it wasn't just me. Oh, no, the radio was definitely tripping. Also, Dale says he paid Garmin a decade ago for a Homer Simpson GPS voice. He didn't say street names, but it was absolutely amazing. I need Homer again. Oh, I wouldn't want Homer, but if we're just talking about phrases or companions or Yoda trying to get me back on track, I mean, that'd be phenomenal. Who else? What is a great actor or actress who drove? Someone who, like, has an iconic rule. Like, how about, well, he's, this is way before your time, but when I was a kid, my mom, every now and then, would let us watch Cannonball Run. Do you remember those movies? They're old now. They're a different generation, but we were kids, and she would watch it first to make sure that there was nothing in it that we weren't allowed to see. But I think it was Burt Leonard. Do you know who Burt Leonard is?
The Cannonball Run sounds like I've heard that before.
How about Kit?
No.
From Knight Rider, David Hasselhoff.
I know David Hasselhoff.
Well, that's from Knight Rider. He was, well, that and, shoot, was he in Baywatch?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm from Baywatch.
So, but I think he was in Knight Rider first. That was a really popular series. So I could see David Hasselhoff. Who else drove for a living? How about Dukes of Hazzard? John Schneider. He was Bo Duke. I had such a huge crush on Bo Duke. Oh, don't tell Bob that. Let's see. Who else drove for a living that you feel like it would be? How about Chips? These are all like old shows. All shows that you can get you now on like TV Land or something.
Let's see. Robert De Niro, Taxi Driver?
Yeah. You know he's in his 80s and he's about to have another child?
I did see that. Did you see Al Pacino is also about to have another child? He was 82.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, apparently Garmin did this before. Let's see. Oh, this is nice from C. AIM, I think you would be a perfect voice for Waze, but definitely your laughter would have to be part of it. I mean, of course, I can't. I can get lost in a paper bag, which is why when I do the Amazing Race, I will need someone who is great at directions. I can stay organized. I can run the races. I can do the challenges, but I would get lost in a paper bag. So I need someone who's great with directions, a sense of direction. So that's why I don't think I could sell Waze. Maybe I could certainly play the role of someone who is frustrated with traffic. That I could do because that's my life.
That would be helpful if someone, just like an angry traffic companion just to get mad with you. You can, I don't know, I feel like I have someone going through it with me.
Right, but again, my stress level would go up if somebody else was getting full of angst.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Might be fun.
I don't know how Bob is in traffic because, so he took us on our date in his truck, which by the way, does not have four wheel drive. So I don't know if he ends up in the Northeast. I'm not sure how that's going to work. But anyway, so I rode with him, but we were essentially out for a Monday evening drive to a fishing hole, right? We went to a lake, or as they call it in Texas, a pond. But we didn't encounter any traffic. So I didn't get to see how he is in traffic.
It was a relaxed drive.
I don't think I want him to ride with me in New York City traffic. Hey, don't shake your head like that.
No, I'm shaking.
You're the same.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when we went to the game out on Long Island?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I forgot the name of the town. But we went all the way out to see the Islanders play in the new arena, and you were a disaster. Well, we were both a disaster, but you were a disaster in traffic.
That's fair. I'll accept it. I mean, what was it, a 15-minute drive? It took us about an hour and 10 minutes to get there.
Oh,
so.
And we almost missed the start of the game. So we get to the arena in the parking lot after much of Jay using choice words that I cannot repeat on the radio. I've stopped talking because I'm so mad about the fact that we're about to, this is our first like field trip outside of the office. And we get out of the car. I power walk because that's me. I do everything fast,
sprinting,
including walking. And Jay's like four steps behind me. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I got to get to the door.
I was literally cramping up.
And the... And then we have to go all the way around the arena, of course, because the media parking lot is on the other side of the arena from the media entrance. Oh, it was brutal. It was brutal. So anyway, we survived that. Our friendship survived that. Our partnership survived that.
That was good.
But yeah. Jay in traffic is not much better. So
no.
You cannot voice my ways. That's not happening.
I just feel like you said, was going back to, you haven't seen Bob in traffic. Anyone in the New York area traffic, or the traffic that we were sitting in, I don't think it's physically possible not to have your blood boil in that.
Mm.
It's not. Like, it's just, it's too much. Like, you can't sit there and be calm. It's
right.
Not possible.
No.
So, I think he's going to be like us in the traffic.
You think?
I do.
Oh, dear. We can't have two of us like that in the traffic.
Maybe
someone's
got to
stay calm. See, and I have to be careful because when I have she can't hear anymore. But when I used to have Penny in the car, I can't yell because the dog reacts to me getting upset and thinks I'm yelling at her. So I can't yell. You have to be sensitive when you've got a pet in the car. So I don't yell. I don't use gestures. But my blood boils. That's what happens. Right?
Yeah.
Get this. Are you ready for this? This is mind-blowing. You ready?
Ready.
Paul says Waze had Yoda for almost a year, but they cycle through their voices after a certain amount of time.
Why?
What? It's like we can't find Twinkie Creamer anymore. They've cycled through it. It's gone. I keep waiting for I keep waiting for Twinkie Creamer to return. I have not seen it. We had it this time last year. What if they never bring back Twinkie Creamer?
I feel like they might be doing a business ploy on us, and they're going to bring it back in like 10 years and double the value, and just to make us know how much we missed it.
Mm. All right, you ready for more voices? These are the voices that you want to give you directions on the Waze app, similar to what Roger Federer is doing. Ready? These are awesome. Oscar the Grouch. That's Jeff. How about Cookie Monster? Oh, that'd be tremendous. Or Elmo. No, he's a little bit too
Elmo
cutesy.
Elmo would be a little creepy.
Yeah. Jeff says Oscar the Grouch. That's amazing because I am Oscar the Grouch sometimes
like
when I'm driving.
Like that one.
Yes. Let's see. Another tweet from Alfredo. He says Bill Belichick. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? I mean, if you're looking for any type of a pulse or emotion, you wouldn't get it from Belichick.
What do I look like?
All right, let's see. Daniel goes with Gilbert Godfrey.
I couldn't. I don't think I could do that one.
That's amazing. And let's see. Keep going. Stan says Sam Kinison. I don't know who that is. I'm not cool. So if it's someone cool, I'm not cool. But lots of different answers that are awesome on Twitter. A-Law Radio. Let's see. Tracy goes with Darth Vader, Sean Connery, Christopher Walken would be a good one. Elvis.
Yes.
Elvis or Clint Eastwood.
I like those.
Dustin Samuel L. Jackson. I like that one.
That was on my list.
Yeah, that's on your list?
Yeah.
All right, very cool. Joe says, I know he's deceased, but I'd like to hear that from NFL Films' John Facenda. I mean, he's got one of those incredible voices that you never forget. So, yes. Oh, and then Kevin says, Rob Gronkowski did this a few years back as well. Brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. John goes with Kevin Hart. That's on Twitter. And then Travis says, Christopher Lloyd is Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
When you miss a turn, you have to go back.
Very good. This is awesome. Okay, so continue finding us on Twitter. I know there's a bunch of you on Facebook as well, so we'll get to those coming up. Also, did you hear, through April and May, and I guess a few days in March as well, the stats are in about the Major League Baseball pitch clock. And then we'll get back to the NBA Finals at the top of the hour. Maybe, finally, Commissioner Rob Manfred has stumbled upon something. He was determined. He was never going to let it go.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Two, here it comes. Line towards center field. Marsh coming in, flying in. He reaches out, plays it on a hop. Nimmo rounds third, heads home. The throw is offline up the first base side. Jeff McNeil drives in Nimmo. He puts Lindor at third, and the Mets are on the board. 3-1. Dennis swings, hits a high fly ball, deep left field. to the left field side and out of here. He has done it again against Philadelphia.
First pitch, Castellanos runs in a little pop-up, shallow center. Here comes Nimmo. It'll hang up for him. He makes the catch. Put it in the books. The Mets take out the brooms and have swept the Philadelphia Phillies in a three-game series here at Citi Field.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On the Mets Radio Network, maybe, just maybe, the Mets and their very expensive 1-2 punch at the top of the rotation are getting back on track, and they do it at the expense of the defending NL champs, Keith Rad and Howie Rose on Mets Radio. We are mostly bringing this to your attention. Yay, it's baseball highlights and play-by-play is fun, but mostly bringing this to your attention because Max Scherzer always seems to be complaining about something these days. And after he throws a gem, now he's 5-2, but there are times when he's A, been suspended, and B, not been as solid as his salary would indicate. He gives up one earned run and one walk to go along with five hits, but he strikes out 9. He goes over 100 pitches deep into the game, 7 innings. This is what they're paying him for, so maybe he's turned a corner. Justin Verlander is pitching on Friday. Producer Jay will be there. And so we'll get maybe the first back-to-back quality starts from these two guys. Between the injuries and the suspension, this is what they're paying them for. Max, though, seems cranky lately. And what he's crankiest about this week is the pitch clock. And he believes that there's way too much focus on it, and that the way umpires are policing it has become more important than the game, which he obviously thinks should not be happening.
The umpires are frustrated, as we are, that the game's not normal, that we're just living and dying by the clock. And so, you know, that was our conversation. I said, look, I'll speak for you. Like I said, we're way too far, you know, thinking about the clock in every single situation instead of letting players have their normal routines.
I'll speak for you, he told the umpires. Just don't you worry. I'll be your spokesperson. I'm happy to speak for you and express your frustration.
I said, look, I'll speak for you.
So essentially what Mad Max is saying, and he is mad a lot of the times now, what Mad Max is saying is that the umpires, he has it on good authority, that the umpires are doing this because they have to, not because they want to, meaning not because they're on board with the reasoning behind the pitch clock, but because they've been instructed by MLB that they have to enforce it to the letter of the law, not just the spirit of the law, but the letter of the law. Here are the results. Okay, so you judge for yourself. I haven't been to a baseball game yet this season with a pitch clock. So I've seen it on TV, and I understand the pace is different, and it moves. It does not meander anymore. It moves and grooves. But here are the actual numbers to support what Rob Manfred has been crying about all along. Last year, the average time of a 9-inning game, 3 hours, 6 minutes, which to me is not that big of a deal. This season, the time per game has plummeted 2 hours, 39 minutes. You're talking about lopping nearly a half hour off the average game time. So when I do go to a game, I feel like I'm going to get there early so that I can get my money's worth. Okay, so let's be fair. Sometimes you go to a Major League Baseball game where the stadium is located in a city, and it takes hours to get there because of traffic and parking. Maybe it takes hours to get out of the parking lot. There are places, and this isn't specific to baseball, but there are stadiums that are notorious for god-awful game day traffic. Baseball, you hope it's a little bit different because they play every day and because the stadiums aren't as big as, say, an NFL stadium or a football stadium. But still, you can get stuck in traffic. You could potentially have to drive a couple hours to get to the game. Not to mention you want to get there early because you might have to park and walk. If you don't have mass transit, well, driving is your option. And then your game is 2.5 hours. And then you turn around and get in your car and you spend, again, depending upon where you live, how long it takes you to get out of the parking lot, once you get back to your car. And you could, in New York, if I try to drive to either Yankee Stadium or try to drive to Queens, I would spend double the amount of time in my car, if not triple, than I would actually watching the game. Now, I do try to take mass transit. But even from my house, because of the way the trains are straddled and the number of trains you have to take to get from northern New Jersey, where I live, to Queens to watch the Mets at Citi Field, it can take easily 2 hours on the train. So I go 2 hours. In fact, Jay and I are going to go to a game coming up soon. Go 2 hours on the train, get there early enough. So essentially maybe leave my house 3 hours before game time. 2 hours and 39 minutes for a game. And then get back on the train and go 2+ hours home? I'm not sure how I feel about that.
And 2:39, I know that's the average, but I feel like they're coming in even under than that. Like you can, some games are coming in under 2 hours.
What?
Yeah, I've seen it. Hour 56, hour 59, it's happened.
Could you imagine? You barely, what about for late arriving crowds? Like at Dodger Stadium, now granted, a lot of their games, you'll get a full, incredible crowd. Three innings in, maybe. But if you're late to a game on a weeknight, you miss half the game.
Yeah. I mean, if you really care about getting your money's worth and you're not a season ticket holder who goes every game or whatever, and you really want to enjoy the experience of the ball game, yeah, you have to get
event.
There.
Yes.
Yeah, at least, half hour before first pitch, hour if you want to walk around and check things out.
Right. And this is for an untimed sport, except once Rob Manfred came along, he wanted it to be a timed sport. So down from 3 hours and 6 minutes last season, down from 3 hours, 11 minutes the year before to 2 hours and 39 minutes. Now, another part of the equation is that Rob Manfred, by changing some of the other rules, wants more baseballs in play. He wants more action, more people on the base paths, right? So that's kind of a twofold thing. Relievers have to pitch to a certain number of guys. You can only have so many pitching changes. Blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, no shift anymore. So, and I love that. Sign me up for no more shift. It looks ridiculous. Runs per game are up to 9.15. So they're up over 9 runs per game between the two teams from 8.5 last year. Now, you may not think that sounds like a lot, but it is when you average it out over all 30 teams and the games that are going on each night. Now, is there a way to translate this into ticket sales? Is there a way to translate this into more viewership? Well, that's going to be over the course of a full year to see how that works. But yeah, if you go to a basketball game now or a baseball game now, you have to treat it like it's a basketball game, like it's a hockey game, because you'll miss something if you're not there right away. You'll miss a lot. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
When I deployed, I didn't realize that even the air I was breathing was dangerous. Since coming home, I've watched friends get sick and struggle to get the support they deserve. But now, that's finally changing. We're eligible for new VA healthcare and benefits based on when and where we served. Even though I feel okay, I'm going to apply. For my sake and for my family. Learn more and apply today. Visit va.gov/PACT.